Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights in 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world. And brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Yes. The man was correct in the introduction. My name is Pedro Fernandez, 35 years now, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. That's right, celebrating 35 years of radio next week. We'll do it next week. Next week, that's hard to believe, but 35 years, it's been 35 years. I remember starting out doing a show with Charles Day, and like it was a 15-minute show, and then it was like an 8-minute clip here and there, and then we went to an hour, and I said, well, that was too much, and we're like 2 hours in. At one point in time, we're doing like 6 hours straight. Remember, 4 hours of ring talk and 4 hours and 2 hours of general sports talk on the old, Sports Final Network. It was way back in the day. Anyway, the bottom line is we're here on Sports Byline, 35 years now. Loving it, folks. Loving life here on the top, of course, the Sports Byline world. Open phone lines. You can join us tonight. We're talking boxing and MMA for the next hour, 2 hours. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free, no commitment text line. That's right, you don't have to come on the air. You can still blast me or compliment me or talk about a fight or whatever you want to do. 415-275-1613. The text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Johnny Sigel joined me after the break. And guess what? Sean Porter will as well. Of course, Sean Porter beating Danny Garcia last night and doing it, I thought, decisively. Other people thought not so decisively. In fact, one person I talked to this morning, the retired HBO godfather, thought Danny Garcia won. Whoa! We'll talk about that and more after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk live on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I got to get back to it. There were some things missing tonight, and they won't be missing in the next one.
Why did you watch the 87 tape of that great fight between Leonard and Hagler?
And he tried it. I knew it was gonna it was gonna come into play tonight. And he tried to out hustle me mostly at the end of the rounds. And his hustle game was up tonight. He did a tremendous job.
Sure, bro.
The power punches and the ability to keep that onslaught all night long. You said you got a little offended, I think, when I asked you, would you want to make this wild? And then after the second or third round, you decided, you know, I better make this wild.
It wasn't necessarily about making it wild. My dad wanted me to stay consistent with the body work, stay consistent with the pressure. And I did my best to box from the outside and also on the inside. I think that was ultimately what got me the victory tonight.
Everybody always looks forward, so let's look forward. Errol Spence. Possibly Mikey Garcia. Errol Spence is behind me here somewhere.
Hey, I know they all here tonight. Hello, sir. I know they all here tonight.
Hey, and I'm good. Ella, the same way that you called out Danny Garcia, I'm calling you out. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it on. You got the WC belt. I got the IBF belt. We can unify. We good friends. I love you, Daddy. But let's get it on.
Hey, guess what, y'all? This is going to be the easiest fight to make in boxing right here.
What is your assessment of what you saw here of Sean Porter?
I mean, Sean Porter did what he always do. Sean Porter, he came forward, you know, he was aggressive, and he came to fight like he always do. And his dad got him ready with Barry Hunter. But like I said,
do I look worried?
No, but you're much calmer now than when you came into this ring chasing Danny Garcia.
Yeah, he did a great job. Congratulations, man. See you soon, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Good deal.
All right, let's bring it.
Do it again.
There you go. We have a lot to look forward there. Danny, tremendous fight this evening by you. The accuracy, 46% on the power punches. Your thoughts on this decision, close decision?
First of all, I want to thank God. I want to thank my fans for coming out. I want to thank my team, my dad, Angel Garcia, my brother, you know, everybody in my family, Al Heyman, Showtime. I thought I did enough to win. You know, it's a close fight. I thought I did enough to win. The judges didn't give it to me. What can I say?
Let's go through a few things here. Were you hurt by any of the headbutts, and did it cause any problems for you?
I bust my head on the side right here.
Right, we can see that here.
And
in your nose as well?
Yeah, a couple headbutts on my nose.
Did that affect the outcome?
No, not really. I was prepared for it, but it is what it is. What can I say?
You had to withstand this onslaught, but you knew what was coming. You know that he wants to make this into the fight that it became. And while you were much more accurate, he threw 270 plus more punches. How difficult is that when a guy is just relentless?
You know, he was throwing a lot, but it was just a lot on the inside. I had my defense tight, so it wasn't effective. I thought I landed to clean up more shots, and
I thought I won this fight.
What would you like to do and see have happen next?
You know, I don't know. I got to sit back, relax, and see what's next for me.
Danny, appreciate your time. Terrific fight.
Thank you. I want to thank all my fans around the world for supporting me.
Philadelphia-born Puerto Rican Danny Garcia is the former junior welterweight champion, now 34-2, 20 KOs. Of course, his conquer, man, what can you say about Sean Porter? He brought it, 29-2-1 now, 17 KOs. Let's bring our ringside expert in. I'm talking about Johnny Sigg, of course, coming to us from Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. And John, an impressive performance by Porter.
Absolutely, man. He neutralized the hook of Danny Garcia by throwing great hooks to the body. Nice body work by Porter last night. A solid jab. Listened to his father in between rounds. His father gave him great sound advice. And again, the work ethic of Porter is second to none, Pete.
Okay, but here is the key to the fight. And Hector Martinez, a two-time Golden Glove champion, Roberto Duran's manager, of course, the guy that
brought Duran to the title again with, of course, by Ram Barkley. Anyway, he broke this down perfectly for me. He said that Danny only threw one jab at a time. He would throw a jab and a right hand and a jab, one jab at a time, and you can time the one jab. I mean, remember we kept talking about Porter barely missing on the counter there, but you can time the one jab. But if he doubled up on the jab, he would have discombobulated Mr. Porter. He wouldn't have been able to counter as easy as he did.
Absolutely. It makes the fighter reset. And I tell you what, again, what I loved about Porter's performance last night was a beautiful hybrid of his sound and fury style. Great counter punching on Porter's behalf, good boxing look, and he also used a tornado football playing style that we talk about that he started to show after about round three. You know, yeah, man, he came after Danny, you know. And once he puts that kind of pressure on you, it offsets rhythm. And that's why the left hook wasn't there for Garcia. You know, the body attack and the jab for Porter was definitely part of the reason of that. But I tell you what, for Danny Garcia, it's a good thing that left hook, he wasn't throwing it, because I tell you what, Porter came close, like you were saying, with some overhand rights a couple times, man. And if one of those landed, different story.
Yeah, and the reason why the Danny didn't throw that left hook as much as he would like was because of that body work. I mean, he was keeping that elbow tucked.
Absolutely.
He was keeping that elbow tucked, man. And you know what? And another thing Hector said, I'll go back to Hector, because I go to him, the fight guru, and he says to me that you could have beat Porter going up the middle, but you couldn't beat him going around the side. Any merit to that, you think?
Very difficult. Look, no, I
agree 100%.
And the thing is, yeah, you know, and you know what, Porter landed a nice uppercut on Garcia on the inside, but Garcia stood right in front of him, and it was funny to see Garcia trying to walk down Porter during the fight, but still with a look of confusion on his face. It seemed like he did not know what to do with Porter, and I think that they didn't prepare for that body attack and that sound jab that Porter was showing. You know, we know Porter has a crazy, you know, aggressive style, but that's the cleanest and the best look he could possibly have with that crazy, furious style.
Larry Merchant called it ugly. Would you call it an ugly fight?
No. I think there was a lot of clinching, and I think Danny Garcia was the one that initiated the clinching. I've seen Porter fight before in the past in some very ugly, like, prison-style type mauling fights.
Danny holds a lot, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Jesus. I mean, here's what's up. Keith Rucker was holding me, and this was my first Golden Glove Championship fight in 1982. He was 6'2", and I had dropped him early in the fight and this and that, but he was a big, tall dude. They called him the Hitman. He could bang. Anyway, he was holding me, and in the third round, I just slung my head at him. I mean, it was an obvious headbutt. It was a foul. I admit it. You know what I'm saying? I was so frustrated, Johnny. I was so frustrated. You just can't imagine when you're trying to impose your will on some guy, and he's holding on to you. I mean, we're talking about, like, love holding.
Well, that's a cagey veteran move, what you're doing there. One guy, technically, you're not supposed to hold like that. And if the referee's not going to break up the clinch, you got to take matters in your own hands. You got to figure out a way yourself to break up that clinch. Now, I think if that fight was in favor of Danny Garcia, we would have heard more about the referee's lack of awareness to break up the clinch, because Danny held a lot. And I'm surprised Sean and his people didn't complain, but, you know, they're classy gentlemen. They'll find their own way to win, you know. But at the end of the day, there was just excessive holding on Danny Garcia's behalf.
What about the body language in the Garcia corner down the stretch? Wasn't it pretty telling?
Oh, after about the fourth or fifth round, absolutely. Especially, you know, what's funny, in between rounds, I start to see Garcia put those hands up on the ropes. And that's usually a telltale sign for me. When you're sitting down, you got to stretch your arms out like that, and you're sitting like you're hanging out, you know, in your lounge chair on a Sunday, that's not a good look.
No, but anyway, Ali was the only one that could do that. But if you do that, it takes, the blood doesn't circulate to your arms, Ray. I'm serious. That's like the worst thing you can do.
100%. You know, the next worst thing you could do in a corner is get like a leg massage like Morales did that one time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's about it.
Hey, speaking of leg massages, Emmanuel Stewart, here's a Kronk gym inside. Emmanuel Stewart goes out to work, James Shuler versus somebody, I can't remember who it was. Anyway, he's out there working a Shuler fight, and Tommy's going to fight Marvin Hagler. So this nice chick comes into the dress room, and she tells Tommy, I'll give you a massage, baby. So she massages down his legs for like a half hour.
Whoa.
Yeah, and he comes back, and his legs are like, you know, jelly. And he didn't have the strongest legs in the world to begin with, the Hitman.
After a fight, not before.
You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My co-star, Johnny Singles, stay with me, of course. After the break, Earl Spence will get raw. What does that mean? Earl Spence, of course, calling out everybody at 147 pounds, now especially Sean Porter. So Spence and Porter sounds like the easiest fight in the world to make because they're both promoted by the same guy, Al Haymon. And by the way, Al Haymon, is he starting to make a move? Is this Al Haymon's big move, the Fox dates? In other words, are these getting money now? Is he making money? We'll talk about that with Johnny Sigg after the break. Don't forget, this is the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Tower of Power, baby. And this is all about me because I know I am.
Knows how to shake things up.
Down on my knees. Oh, heart in hand.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We don't back down from nobody. Hold on. We can take it in the street if you want to.
35 years, celebrating 35 years of radio next week. That's right, Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the air, 35 years come September 15th. God, it seems like yesterday, but it is evolved. Of course, as I said, we started out playing games with Charles J down there in Florida. Then we went to Vegas and we came here to San Francisco. Then we went syndicated with Sports Final and all went around the world. Because actually, one time we were on a Johnny Sigg, believe it or not, we were on a redneck right wing station out of Washington, D.C. I can't remember the name of it. It was back in, I guess the early 1990s, like 90 to 95. And I'm telling you, it was like, we're talking about going into the most right-wing stations in the entire country. And like, whoa! It was a political network. I couldn't understand why they were picking up the show, but they picked it up, and I was grateful for that. But it brought me a diverse audience, no doubt about that. Now, let's back to the subject hand. We will, Earl Spence, of course, the reigning world welterweight champion, the minds of many, undefeated, good-looking lad, no doubt about that, 2012 Olympic gold medalist. Well, Bob Arum says that that's the one guy he wanted to sign that he didn't sign. Bottom line is, Spence is getting raw. The fact that, of course, he was victorious, and the fact his kid looked so good. But, you know, the man in the background, the man that everybody's talking about, is Earl Spence. Because I said undefeated out of around Dallas, Texas. Jerry Jones is kidding. If you got Jerry Jones behind you, he's a billionaire. I guess you're going to go well. Bottom line is, Earl Spence is probably the best welterweight to come along in a long time. Izzy, we'll just hear from Earl Spence.
I just want to say something. A lot of people like want to talk about when I say, oh, we on different side of the streets and things like that. It's true. Like, me and Terrence Crawford on different side of the streets. He just signed with ESPN. I don't fight for ESPN. I fight for Showtime or Fox. You know what I'm saying? So he's on this side of the street. Al Heyman, you know what I'm saying? And then, like Bo Mack said, oh, I guarantee EJ living paycheck to paycheck. I'm definitely not living paycheck to paycheck. I guarantee you, if we check our tax reports at the end of the year, I guarantee I'll make more than him. He got three coaches. We don't know who the head coach is. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a way better fighter than Terrence Crawford. Who has he fought? The only name fight you fight is Yorkins Gamboa, the guy that he fought. I fought Lamar Peterson, Chris Algieri, Kell Brook. I mean, and how many fights he got? 30-some fights? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, he's a great fighter, things like that, but you can't put him to me. Like the guy he just fought for the undisputed welterweight, light welterweight champion of the world, Regis Progeria, stopped him later than he did. You know what I'm saying? So you got to add it all into conclusion to who you say the top was to win. You know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff is smoke and mirrors. That's what Bob Arum do. Bob Arum do a lot of smoke and mirrors. It's a lot of smoke and mirrors with him. And that's how it is with Terrence Crawford. If you name one of y'all, name me a guy he fought. That was top guy.
Anybody better than Chris Algieri?
Name me a top guy he fought that's better than Chris Algieri.
Oh, no, but you know,
nah, that's better than Chris Algieri. Name me one guy. Felix Diaz. So you think Felix? I think Chris Algieri beat Felix Diaz. He beat the Russian kid. Adongo just got knocked out by Regis Progeria's later than he did Terrence Crawford. So now it's somebody else.
Victor Postol?
Victor Postol? Who he beat? Matisse? Matisse, when he showed, when he get hit back, he folded. When Pacquiao hit him back, he folded.
Easy.
On the speed at 140 with his smoke and mirrors. Jeff Horn. I thought Manny Pacquiao beat him. And I thought Manny Pacquiao beat him again. Jeff Horn, who had Jeff Horn beat?
What
that? Who?
Oh, he kind of good today.
Who had Jeff Horn beat? Name somebody Jeff Horn beat. Who?
Right. Yeah.
Like I said, Bob Arum, he's a great promoter. Smoking mirrors, like I said. All the time, smoking mirrors. He doesn't beat anybody, bro. You can't name somebody. Anybody you name, I can argue with that statement every time. It's a good fight. I got a tape of me beating Benavidez and sparring. Punishing him. Yeah. Punishing him and sparring. Benavidez is a good fighter, though.
Okay.
Huh? Regardless of the street, wouldn't you love... to fight Terrence Crawford? Wouldn't that be a spectacular fight? Like, just fantasy. Wouldn't it be great?
It's a big money fight because a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, drinking the Kool-Aid.
Look, there's a lot of streets in boxing right now. There's a lot of streets. But that being said, if the fight gets big enough somewhere down the road and we're talking about a lot of commas in the numbers, then somewhere down the road they'll find a way to make the fight.
But at the end of the day, I feel like me and Keith Thurman is the fight to make. Like a lot of people bring up Terrence Crawford and Keith Thurman being in Nashville. But when Keith Thurman come back and when he has a great fight and he, you know what I'm saying, he shows that, you know what I'm saying, what he's been showing in the fights with Danny Garcia and Sean Porter, everybody's going to be talking about Earl Spence versus Keith Thurman. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these fans and reporters, they live in the moment. You know what I'm saying? They talking about, oh, Earl Spence, Terrence Crawford, this and that. But they were just talking about Earl Spence and Keith Thurman. So once he come back and he has a great fight, What about Errol Spence and Keith Thurman? So
there are a lot of great fights that could be made easier right now because they're within the sphere that we're operating in. And Keith Thurman, if he didn't injure his hand again, would have been back in the ring already this fall. Unfortunately, he's had a real rough turn of luck, and he injured his hand again. But got to remember, Keith Thurman beat both of those guys that were in the ring tonight.
Definitely. And like I said, Terrence Crawford on the wrong side of the street. It's me. It's Danny Garcia. We got Sean Porter. We got Keith Thurman. We got Ugas. We got a lot of fighters over here. Who he has? If he was an A-level fighter, Bob Arum would have been getting him to fight with Manny Pacquiao, but he gave it to Jeff Horn. Why is that?
Errol Spence, of course, the current WBC welterweight champion, 147 pounds, said to be the king of 147. That is remained to be seen, but easy. 2012 Olympic gold medalist, and of course, undefeated as a professional. Now, I would have to say that Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford, I think that what Spence said makes a lot of sense, Johnny Sig.
They're on different sides of the street, man, you know, and here's what's up. I was talking about this yesterday. The winner of last night's fight, Porter or Garcia, we ended up being Porter, you know, would end up probably facing Errol Spence because 147 is a PBC heavy division. I mean, the majority of the top players there.
PBC is?
PBC is a 147 heavy.
No,
division.
No, I'll say it again. PBC is, define PBC for the listener. They might think that's a radio network.
Premier Boxing Champions, an Al Haymon company, has a huge stable of 147-pound fighters, Pete.
They're looking to dominate a 147, no doubt about it. Was he calling out David Benavidez, 168-pound champion? Was he calling him out?
A little bit. I think Errol Spence right now is feeling very confident.
So that's who he was talking about, though? The guy, the kid that you and I are high on out of California, something like that?
Yeah, I heard like Benavidez's name drop. The only other Benavidez I know is Jose Benavidez at 147, who is facing Terrence Crawford on ESPN in October, I believe.
Well, maybe he was talking about
it. Might have been that Benavidez.
Yeah, he may have been talking about that guy. I don't think he'd be jumping up 21 pounds. Anyway, for the most part, didn't Keith Thurman like just take a year off to smoke a bunch of weed? That's what they were implying on the forum. No, they were implying that on the international broadcast last night on the Fight Nation broadcast. He goes. What did the guy say? It's nice when you can take a year off and sort of self medicate yourself, you know, and go and relax and this and that. I mean, self medicate. I knew what he was trying to say there.
Yeah, until yesterday, I would have felt that way, and I saw an interview with Thurman on Brendan Schaub's Below the Belt show on Showtime. And Thurman seemed very genuine in saying, hey, look, man, I had a couple of events that were very unfortunate. I got injured, you know. I took some time off. I got married. I've been boxing since I'm 7 years old. I took 500 and change days off. But I'm looking to come back. You know, I relinquished my belt. They didn't strip me. I relinquished it so guys could fight for it because I felt bad. It seemed genuine, so I'm willing to hit the reset button on my opinion on Keith Thurman, and hopefully he'll come back and start fighting again. Because the sport could use him. I mean, he's a great soundbite and a good fighter.
Okay, good enough. Let's finish up this segment talking about Charles Martin. Doesn't have a whole lot of ability, but he's got some stones, huh? I mean, he took a lot of stuff from that fat guy, Adam Konacki. And Konacki, what can I say? He looked like George Foreman, and he was like roped. He got roped to dope. He threw so many punches, he was done.
I tell you what's up, brother. Martin redeemed himself last night from that, stinker against Joshua where he got KO'd.
But that fight stunk last night, too.
What happened, Pete?
That fight smelled last night, too. That wasn't no artistic success. I mean, those were just two lumbering.
No, there's no pugilistic brilliance there. It was just a good TV action fight, you know, both in slugfest, heavyweight slugfest. But he survived, you know. I got to give him credit. He was taking a lot of criticism, you know, for the Joshua Stink Fest, you know, where he just went in there and just got flattened.
Well, he lost 6-4 in rounds, so I guess it was a close fight. One round off a draw. Johnny Sig returns in 1 hour and 40 minutes past the hour, and hour number two. Johnny Sig, go take a good break. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, buddy.
You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, I bring you Muhammad Ali Unplugged with David Frost. Why David Frost? Because David Frost asks different questions. Pretty good interview. Of course, the greatest of all time when it comes to orators, as far as the world of sports, as far as the world at large. Muhammad Ali in his prime right after the break. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Going out with What Is Hip? Tower of Power, baby.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times, next to me.
For Muhammad's greatest fight, I was fortunate enough to be at his training camp in Deer Lake for an interview. After we'd climbed into the ring, what followed was vintage Ali.
No problem. No problem. This will be the biggest upset since Sonny Liston. And I think it is befitting that I go out of boxing just like I came in, defeating a big, bad monster that nobody could destroy. A hard punch. I'm the underdog. If he hits me, I'm in trouble, like the Sonny Liston fight. But I came back, and I shook the world, and I got Liston. Now, it's 10 years since Sonny Liston. I'm meeting another big, bad, strong monster knockout artist that beats everybody. Sonny Liston knocked out Patterson twice, and I was supposed to fall. But he didn't knock me out because he could hit hard, but he couldn't find nothing to hit. George Foreman knocked out Ken Norton, knocked out Joe Frazier. True, I didn't knock him out, but I'm so fast, I'm so hard hit, I'm so scientific. I'm a total different man from Frazier Norton. Listen, David, when I meet this man, if you think the world was surprised when Nixon resigned, wait till I whip Foreman's behind. I'm telling you, David, I'm down to 215 pounds. Right now, I said it when 215. I'm fight weight already. I usually train 6 weeks for fight. I've trained 4 months for fight. I'm chopping trees. I've done something special. I've wrestled with an alligator.
I believe you completely.
I have tussled with a whale. I done handcuffed lightning, throw thunder in jail. Now, you know I'm bad. Only last week, I murdered a rock, injured a stone, hospitalized a brick. I'm so mean, I make medicine sick. Man's in trouble. Listen, George Foreman, people are afraid of George Foreman. They talk about how hard he hits. The world has been deceived. You listen to me now. I've never told you wrong. The man don't hit hard. He knocked Joe Frazier down 6 times. He got up 6 times. Joe King Roman is Tokyo, Japan fight, the Puerto Rican champion, knocked him down 3 times. He jumped up 3 times. He knocked Ken Norton down 4 times. He jumped up 4 times. When have you ever saw the man say 7, 8, 9, 10, count his man out? When I hit Sonny Liston the second fight, he stayed out for the count of 10. Zora Foley stayed out for the count of 10. Cleveland Williams stayed out for the count of 10. What few I have knocked out stayed down. Sugar Ray Robinson knocked him out for the count of 30. Joe Louis, Marciano, Jack Dempsey, Jack Johnson, Archie Moore, Ezra Charles, they knock him out cold. So this man has never knocked nobody out cold. He's a bully. He's slow. He has no skill, no footwork. He's awkward. And I have been given him a name. I named Floyd Patterson the rabbit. I named Sonny Liston the bear. And he shall be known officially as the mummy. The mummy.
And why the mummy?
Because he fights. When he's fighting, if you ever watch him in the ring, he drags like that after his opponent. And how's a mummy going to catch me when you're fighting a mummy? You just keep a step ahead of the mummy. See? Yeah, just move on the mummy. No, mummy, I'm over here. No, mummy, I'm over here. Yeah, no, you're moving too fast. The mummy don't move that fast. Let me tell you something, David. I shall be the mummy's curse that night. Have you heard of the mummy's curse?
Have I heard of the mummy's curse? Yes,
it's
going to
be. It's going to be some fight. The greatest fight, the greatest event of all times. When I get to Kinshasa, Zaire, in Africa, 2 billion people will watch the fight, and that's 10 times the population of America. That's like a country 10 times bigger than America. 2 billion people, I found out, will fill, to give you an idea how many people it is, 2 billion people will fill an arena of 100,000 seats every night with new faces for 170 years.
That's a great
100,000 people every night, new faces for 170 years. And I draw that crowd, not George Foreman. It's my beautiful looks. It's my skill. It's my humbleness.
Your beauty and your humbleness. I think, first of all, it's your humbleness, and then it's your beauty, isn't it? I mean, because when you look in the mirror in the morning, it must be just a wonderful experience.
You know, I've been in the ring, David, now for probably 20 years, and I'm as pretty as you, and you are now, so.
And slightly fitter. Which round is it going to end?
I'm not predicting a round. Could, but it puts me on the spot, because you worry about trying to predict a round, and you might get him early, and you call yourself carrying him until that round, or you might slip up and get hurt. It's too much pressure. I predict, David, that I'm going to outdance him. I'm going to stick him. I'm going to be 3 times as fast. I'm going to punch him at will. I might not knock him out cold, but I'll TKO him. I predict a TKO. I predict that the fight will be stopped on cuts or bruises. I've been humiliated. Humiliation will stop this fight. The referee will just step in and stop, because I'll just be popping him, popping him, sticking him, moving him, I'm constantly popping him in the wheel until the man will just have to stop it.
You mean it's going to be the first world title fight ever stopped on the grounds of humiliation?
No, they've stopped a few of mine for that, and they've stopped other ones. But Lemon, I'm serious. This man have 2 chances, slim and none. The man is in trouble.
The man
He's
is
got
in
problems.
Trouble. He's got problems. Have you done anything special, apart from wrestling with an alligator, in addition to that, have you done anything special this time?
No,
diets?
Not just boxers. Any athlete have to refrain from anything that's bad for his health.
Right, and so therefore,
especially when you're in a strenuous sport, football, basketball, baseball, wrestling, anything that takes stamina, it's hard. And anybody watching this event, or you yourself, you get up and jump around, a man or woman,
scuffle with somebody, wrestle with them for about 3 minutes and watch how tired you get. Serious wrestling and competition is tiresome. And for 15 rounds before 150,000 people, knowing 2 billion people are watching, takes a lot out of you. It makes you, and then you got the world's greatest fighter, one of the world's best, taking punches at your face, your body in little hard gloves on, and everything at stake, your future, your life, your family's investments, everything's at stake. This worries you. And the pressure and the excitement, the drama, even people who come to fights are nervous. And many of the fans here and yourself, I mean, the night you go to the fight, although you're not involved, you'll be nervous, just waiting for the bell to ring. Finally, these two men are going to clash. Who's going to win, Muhammad Ali or George Foreman? Both of them are great. One's got to fall, right? Somebody's got to leave. And you're excited. You're not as dumb as you look, fella.
What way is Allah different from, for instance, the God I believe in? I mean, is Allah different? In what way is he different? Is he more of a man or more...
Well, Allah is a man. Where your God probably is a spirit. Something that you can't see and he's formless and somewhere floating around. Our God is on earth. Allah is on earth.
Is he?
He's a man. That's why you say God created man in his own image. I make a chair in the image and likeness of that chair you sat in, it looked like that chair. So if God made us in his image, you're telling me God's a man. You look like us. And you refer to God as him, right? He is. Yeah. And he. Well, if whether it's a cat, rat, or dog, anything of a male sex, you refer to it as him, his, or he. So if God is a spirit and a spook, why do you keep saying he, him, and his? So we teach that God is on earth. He's a supreme being. You are a human being. He's a being too, but he's supreme over the other beings.
Do you pray to your God, to Allah?
I pray every morning at 5 o'clock. My clock rings at 4:30. I'm up at 5. I take a shower, and I put my white robe on. I put the towel on the floor, and I face the east towards Mecca. And we say, surely I have turned myself to thee, O Allah, trying to be upright. To him who has originated the heavens and the earth, and I am not of the polytheists. Surely my prayers, my sacrifices, my life and my death are all for Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. No associates has he. This am I commanded. I am of those who submit. O Allah, thou art the king. Thou art my Lord, and I am thine servant. I have been greatly unjust to myself, and I do confess my fault. So please grant me protection against all my fault. For none grants protection against faults but thou. And lead me to the best of morals. For none can turn away from me the worst of morals but thee. And guide me to the best of morals, for none can guide to the best of morals but thee. O Allah, make the honorable Elijah Muhammad successful, and make the followers of Muhammad successful here in the wilderness of North America, as thou didst make Abraham and the followers of Abraham successful. For surely thou art praised and magnified in thy midst. O Allah, bless Muhammad and bless the followers of Muhammad here in the wilderness of North America, as thou didst bless Abraham and the followers of Abraham. For surely thou art praised and magnified in thy midst. And ain't that no beautiful than getting up in the morning, brushing your teeth, washing out your mouth, taking the sin and the evil out that you've gotten from this world, comb your hair, wash the dirt out of your hair, clean your ears, all parts of your body, put a clean white robe on, don't even stand on the dirty floor, stand on the towel, no shoes on, facing the east, asking the originator of the universe to make me better, make me stronger, give me more power. This is done 5 times a day when I can, especially when I go to bed, another bath, another shower, clean my mouth, pray, and at 5 in the morning, this goes on. Yeah, when I'm right. Now, I didn't do that for the first Frazier fight, nor the first Norton fight.
Really?
No, sir. My head got big, and I started thinking it was my training camp and my boxing ability that kept me where I was at, and God punished me, and he gave me a good whooping. He broke my jaw in the second fight, and he got me whooped and knocked down in the Frazier fight, and I realized I wasn't that great after all, so I had to get not only together physically, but spiritually. For this fight, I've prayed every day for 5 days, 5 times a day for the past 4 months, and everything is perfect. And if Allah's with me, it ain't no way no man can win. No way. When I got Allah and Elijah Muhammad, can't no human being win. There's no way. No way. because I'm representing God. I'm representing the freedom of black people in America. I want to be the one black man who stands up and look at white people and tell the truth, who don't sell them out, who don't Uncle Dom, who don't promote cigarettes, don't promote whiskey, take his fame to uplift his little brother in the ghetto, because all the other movie stars and all the other people that you know, like Dinah Curl, one you know, they all are white-minded. They want to marry a white, and they don't think black. And on down the line, the many more I could name, make movies hugging on white women. They get the fame and they leave their little people. So I'm asking God, Allah, to make me strong. Not for me. Don't give me no money. Don't give me the fame. I want to win so I can come home and speak for the brother who's living in rat-infested houses, sleeping on concrete in the ghetto, can't go on television and speak. So God, I'm your tool. I'm your servant. Let me get this man tonight and go out blasting.
That is an incredible speech, and what you do for black pride is absolutely incredible.
This is the way I feel.
Yeah, and what you do for black pride...
So I'm not
pride
fighting for me. I'm looking at George Foreman. I'm looking at the establishment, the flag waver. If he wins, I'm thinking, which is not true, but if he wins, we're enslaved for 300 more years. If I win, we're free.
I'm not Foreman. You know that.
President Foreman. Yeah. Yeah. No, I see Foreman. I don't see a black man. I see you.
Yeah.
I see the White House.
I'm not the White House either.
I see something white. Yeah. I don't know what you. But I'm fighting. I'm fighting slavery. I want to be free. That's what I'm fighting.
Okay, you can be free. You persuaded me. No, but you do fantastic.
That's the way I think, too. That's the way I think. I just don't be fighting. I think I got to get my mind like this. See, I'm bucking so many odds and I'm a bad man. So, you know, too much for me to handle. I got to call on the Supreme Being to step in, to intervene. Same with the Liston fight. I did a lot of praying. And same with the draft. Same with the Sacker Norton fight, the Sacker Frazier fight. Divine power came in. If you watch the last round of Norton, the last round of Frazier, you'll find that if I lost the last round of Frazier in this fight, I would have lost the fight. You found that if I lost the last round of the Norton fight, I lost the fight. Those two fights, I got a supreme power from the supreme beam. I start dancing, I start moving, and anybody watch that fight don't know how Muhammad Ali came back in them rounds, because I prayed heaven and relied on Allah, and I danced. I was sticking and dancing. I was eating Frazier up in that last round. Ken Norton come back after broken jaw, dancing. He was fast, and I was faster. So this fight, I called on all everything. Not only my physical ability, but all over the supreme being, Allah.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel
Dental Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You can disagree a lot with the aforementioned speech there by Muhammad Ali. I mean, it was a speech. I mean, no doubt about it. David Frost lauded him for it, but he went here, he went there. He was like a pinball machine. He bounced all over the place on different topics. But, man, whether you agree with him and disagree with him, and I disagree with some of that, the bottom line is, man, one of the greatest orators of all time, when he was in his prime, nobody could touch Muhammad Ali when it came to talking. I kid you not. Not Martin Luther King, not John Kennedy in that Bostonian accent, not anybody, not Ronald Reagan, no. I can't think of a greater speaker than Cassius Clay / Muhammad Ali before boxing and the residual effects, of course, and aging took over. Speaking of aging, hour number two still to come. Of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll switch gears to talk mixed martial arts and some boxing as well. Of course, we didn't get to the HBO Superfly triple header in hour number one. We'll get to that with Johnny Sig at 40 after. Of course, talk about next week's big fight, Triple G and Canelo Alvarez, coming to you from Las Vegas on pay-per-view. But we'll talk about Tyrone Woodley. Tyrone Woodley, of course, the world welterweight champion, UFC style, baby. A winner last night over Darryl Till. Pretty good fight. Bottom line is, we'll hear from Woodley. We'll talk about McGregor and Khabib, man. The big super fight in the world of mixed martial arts. No doubt about that. So boxing and MMA still to come in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Text us, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline to come.